Though off to a slow start due to rain delays, planting is underway in some places across Michigan. Jim Domogalski is United Soybean Director from Columbus, over on the east side, about 20 miles from Lake Huron. As for why all the interest in one type of soybean this year, the high oleic variety.
It started back a few years ago when the FDA put a law into effect that they want to get rid of some of these trans fats. And it's taken some time in the soybean industry to breed these beans and to have enough to make it available to the customer. So last year, in 13, I think about 60,000 acres of seed was grown for that. And in 14, we hope to have about 200,000 acres of them, and then it'll multiply from there.
Domogalski says USB is working with DuPont, Pioneer, and Monsanto on the project, and there'll be 8 states this year where farmers are growing high oleic soybeans. He says there are new uses for the product coming on all the time.
Between 2 and 3 years, we may see the high oleic oil available for more use, and it's another way to continue to be more energy efficient with some of our crops that we can grow because of its high heat stability of this high oleic oil. That's the reason for it.
Domogalski says the high oleic soybean goal is 18 million planted acres by 2023. He thinks it could be exceeded once benefits of the product become known. Looking ahead, here's how Jim sees the picture developing for high oleic.
Out of our 2 million acres in Michigan, I don't know how many are going to be planted in the southern part of the state, but there's going to be several. I'm anxious to see that. Also, I'm anxious to see if this process goes through like we hope it will. I'd like to see a process plant on my side of the state or on our side of the state. Right now, we have one over in Zeeland, and that's a little ways to take your soybeans. And if this goes through, plus the other beans that are grown in Michigan, we have a lot of acres of those. And so the other farmers like to see a process plant over here, and it'd take a little bit more of take advantage of the profit because of transportation.
And Jim tells me there's not a lot of planting taking place in his part of the state so far, as rain keeps coming down after some more rain and maybe a break for sun today. Another cold night lies ahead. We'll be down in the middle 30s overnight, and Saturday will stay cooler than normal, too, before a warm-up gets underway the second half of the weekend. I'm Rick Shields. For the latest anytime, go to MichiganAgNow.com.